This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our phone number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As always, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And nobody.
Obviously, yesterday was a pretty big day with people actually storming the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. We discussed it in quite a bit of detail. Vincent from Questioning Authority came on the show. We sat with him for an hour and talked about what happened there. But since then, arrests have been made. Multiple people targeted after the fact. You know, they didn't arrest them during the event. But
well, it's hard to arrest people when they're surrounded by 500,000 of their closest friends.
Was it 500,000 people?
I don't know how many people were there, but it was a lot of people.
Okay, yeah, I'd heard 100,000, but, you know, 500,000 isn't that far off from 100,000.
So. Yeah, I mean, there was certainly, I mean, it's off by a factor of five, if that was the proper number. But and it depends on how broadly you're defining it. I mean, the pictures that I've seen of the Capitol, not the insurrection itself, but
when you say the insurrection, you mean the people who went inside?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Obviously, only a fraction of them went inside.
Right, right. Yeah.
But hundreds did, right?
What?
Hundreds went inside, at least, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say that hundreds went inside. And you know, maybe it was, I mean, there were a lot of people in D.C. People are upset about this. And, you know, I think, although I don't agree with their cause, I think it may be a positive development, because watching Ron Paul cheated twice, in 2008 and in 2012, was a big part of what changed me from a flag-waving constitution thumper to an anarchist. Because, you know, the bottom line is, if they don't play by their own rules, then...
And they don't.
And, yeah, they don't. And or just change the rules in order to make it impossible for people with your particular persuasion to succeed, then, you know, there's no point in playing the game with them anymore, you know? And you know, if the Constitution failed, and clearly it did, then there's, you know, I don't see how another Constitution is going to be better. I just think it would be more of the same. So that says to me that the solution is to make America states again, and to you know, hopefully have some control over, you know, the state that I'm in. And that way people have options, you know. People who are liberal can move to states that went in a liberal direction. People who are conservative can go to states that go in a conservative direction. And people who are libertarian can come to New Hampshire.
I love it. I mean, I think that's an idea. In fact, I saw Tom Woods, who's a, you know, pretty big libertarian guy on the internet. He's got his own podcast, and he mentioned secession in a recent tweet that he put out there, you know, saying that it's time to start talking about this again. And I couldn't agree more. I think that now is as good a time as ever. It was a good time 10, 15 years ago, but it's still a good time today, and maybe more so for people to talk about that. I don't know. I can't say for sure.
I don't remember either. I know he was still at Porkfest, so I assume that he stayed.
He was at Porkfest last year.
Yeah.
In 2020. He was their guest speaker. In fact, he's talking about coming back in 2021.
Nice. I hope he does. I like him.
And that actually brings up an interesting point.
And I have to clarify myself to him, because last time I saw him, I said, nobody loves your show. And I realized that I don't know if he knows that I changed my name. So I just want to make sure that I was clear, that he was clear that on what the joke was there.
Well, I don't know if he's listening, so you may have to tell him personally.
Yeah, well, could be. But, if you're out there and you happen to run into Tom Webbs, tell him that nobody really appreciates him.
So there was another event at the State House today in Concord. And apparently there's going to be a candlelight vigil happening right now as we speak. It's supposedly kicked off at 7 o'clock tonight Eastern, also at the New Hampshire State House. From what I understand, there were other State House goings-on in other states over the last day or two. And it was, I believe there were some folks from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. At the very least, I know Carla Garrick, who is the president of that organization, was expected to be out there. Now, I don't know if she had a chance to speak. I wasn't able to attend. My day was full of making phone calls to radio stations that had to be made.
Sadly, nobody was expected to be there today, and he was not.
Meaning you're speaking of yourself.
I speak of me.
Yeah. That makes it even more confusing when you speak of yourself in the third person.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. It's true, but it's so much fun.
And so there were, what looked like maybe 100 or 200 maybe maximum people out there. Seemed like a pretty good turnout for a, cold wintry day here in New Hampshire. I have not watched any of those speeches, but there were some people who spoke, and I believe the purpose of the event was to protest the coronation of King Sununu, who was in a secret coronation this time instead of... Yeah. Is that what it sounded like when they put the crown on his head?
Quite possibly. I mean, crowns tend to be pointy, and they may have let some of the air out.
So, originally, the plan had been that there was going to be a public coronation of the king.
Indeed.
And His Excellency determined that it was too dangerous after a group of candlelight vigilists showed up out in front of his house last Monday in order to have themselves a candlelight vigil. He sicked his men with guns on the candle wielding foes.
Arsonists.
They weren't even lit candles, though. They were they weren't fire candles. They were electric candles, meaning just little LED lights.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
When danger reared its ugly head, he bravely turned his tail and fled. Sununu ran away.
Yeah, he wasn't even there to begin with. He wasn't home at all, apparently. But yet there were more than a dozen, if not two dozen, state troopers who were sent to defend his empty casa. And we actually had the guy that got arrested on a couple nights ago here on Free Talk Live to tell the story, Savage Truth 603 from that YouTube channel, told us all about that. So it was after that incident of the candlelight vigilists at his house that Sununu announced that what was going to be public outdoor coronation, which was supposed to be the first time it had ever been outdoors because, due to COVID, they were going to have it outdoors. Mm-hmm. Then he decided that it was just too risky for, quote-unquote, the public, which, again, is code for the government. And he decided he was going to have a secret coronation indoors with only the top, the top goons from the Republican and Democrats to swear him in. And so apparently that's what happened today. So the protesters, originally they had planned, and I don't think it had to do with the candlelight vigil. Mm-hmm. I think what it had to do with was that they caught wind of what was going to actually happen, supposedly. What was planned to happen on his coronation was there were going to be men and women with guns who were going to stand in his way to prevent him from getting to whatever platform or wherever. That was
really?
That was what the plan was. But it wasn't being kept very hush-hush. It was being talked about publicly. So his agents found out that there was planning to be a essentially armed, whatever you want to call that, insurrection or refusal.
I would call that an insurrection. I would call that a very risky maneuver.
Yes. Well, that's how far these people were willing to take it. because just the week prior, they had declared independence. I don't know if you heard about that, but there was
hear about it.
Yeah, there was a new Declaration of Independence that was read and signed on the State House steps, and many of those people were some of the people that were planning on coming in physically blocking Sununu from his coronation. So they caught wind of that, is what happened. It wasn't that there were people out at his house, because there have been people at his house for weeks. That's nothing new. Mm-hmm. But the people with guns blocking his coronation, he didn't want that to happen. So they moved it indoors to a secret in-his-office kind of thing that happened today.
Wow.
So that's what people were there protesting. If you want to weigh in, you can. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Koinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Koinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Koinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Them into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. promote.lrn.fm.
live, you dial toll free if you want to join us here. You can do that. Actually, I said toll free. I'm sorry, you can't do that now. You can just call regular toll if there is a toll if you pay long distance.
Yeah, most if you're a don't. Normal person, you probably have a cell phone and you can still call toll free.
Probably. 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Also, Bitcoin hitting $40,000 today.
It hit 40.
It did.
Wow.
It hit 40 and then it fell all the way to 34. There was a quick sell-off from a lot of, you know, people that had probably set 40,000 as their sell, you know, trigger. So there's a huge sell-off down to 34, and it immediately came back up to around 38 and then went back up over 39. So we're sitting pretty right now.
Pretty strong. And I missed that whole thing. That's exactly the kind of thing my trading algorithm is designed to capitalize on.
Yeah.
Bummer.
If you blinked, you missed that one.
I did blink.
So check out Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. And by the way, Bitcoin's celebrating its 12th birthday this week. So congratulations, Bitcoin. It's a great way to celebrate year number 12 by cracking through $40,000. You can go to Bitcoin.com, learn the basics, click get started there at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. Watch the 2 or 3 minute introductory video. And you might want to watch more than one video, but if you just have five minutes, you know, you can go and watch just that one. It'll give you the basics, give you a basic understanding and overview of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash.
It's always nice when you see a new high, because basically that means that everybody who bought and held before that day made money.
If they sold at that moment, they made money. Yeah,
that's
true. But we continue with your phone calls. We can get back further into what happened with the protests and such. There was actually Donald Trump has been banned from Facebook. I mean, not banned, but told he's not allowed to post until he's no longer president.
Wow.
On Facebook. So we'll tell you more about that coming up.
Wow. I don't think they've ever banned anybody for being president before. That's a interesting thing to put you in Facebook jail for.
Yep. And also, a seventh grader has committed suicide. We'll tell you what happened with that. But Jim Davidson is on the line here calling us from Kansas. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gee, Toto.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Dorothy sends her best regards.
Who?
Dorothy of Dorothy.
Oh, I missed what you said. I missed what you said.
The
there.
Wizard of Oz.
Gotcha. I didn't hear.
I was trying to play along. Sorry. I probably shouldn't be so topical.
No, I didn't hear the name. Go ahead. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I've been working on a project. We are calling it Voluntarists and Agorists Living in Absolute Non-Aggression Today, because that makes a nice acronym, Valiant. And this week we were asked by some of my friends on the Internet, and I have gobs of those. One of them is in Maine, and she wants us to put together a community there with her help. And so we have decided that it would be a good idea to also look at New Hampshire, because, you know, adjacent to Maine, you know. And and I've heard over the years, I've heard that there are a few people in New Hampshire who are really dedicated to liberty.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Really cool. Today I got a call from a realtor who has a property with 70 acres. And you'll never guess the city and state. It's Keene. Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know if you ever heard of this
70
place.
Acres?
Wow.
70 acres. Yeah. Do you know the gun club? It's right across the road from the gun club, is what I'm told.
I'm not aware I'm not aware of a gun club being in Keene. I suspect this is outside of Keene.
It's probably just outside Keene. Yeah. I think I've heard of the place in question. I think it's like Winchester, technically, but, you know, that's...
Yeah.
It's in Cheshire County, I'm told. It's Zero Map Ferry Brook.
Okay.
Or Ferry Brook Road, something like that. I'm calling up the PDF now to see.
So is this somebody who is the person who owns the 70 acres is looking to sell it and get out of here, or they're a liberty-minded person looking to create something there?
I'm a liberty-minded person looking to create something there, and they are, as far as I know, a landowner who is ready to unleash 70 acres. They're not asking very much for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $80,000.
Okay.
So
wow,
that's kind of exciting because, you know, a good
little
deal
over $1,000 an acre.
It's yep. just about $1,000 an acre. Yeah, I was planning on actually negotiating with them a bit and seeing if I couldn't persuade them. That,
I mean, what's
the
plan here, Jim? What's the vision?
Oh, well, the vision is to create a community starting with a bed and breakfast and probably like RV pull-throughs and a campground,
mm-hmm.
and then lease individual plots of land that are suited for home sites for up to 999 years. And the reason to do it as a lease rather than a subdivision is that you avoid having to register the subdivision with the county government. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, I guess in New Hampshire it's townships. I don't know. You guys have like your own Yankee way of doing things. But over here in
it's
Oklahoma,
not even like
where we're
the
doing
other
one,
Yankees.
We would have had to register all of the subdivision with the county, and then they would have approved our design for our roads on, because we're going to build our own roads. I know it's strange.
How?
Something that isn't the government.
But who's
going to
build the roads?
But there we are. Yeah, it is. Zero Ferrybrook Road, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. I don't know. Somebody should grab this. It's
wow.
It's actually $79,900 for the 70 acres, and it's right there on Zillow. I just talked to Clark Wolf today, who is the agent for this property.
Hmm.
So
amazing.
I would totally love it if somebody wanted to buy that, and then I could work with them. But if none of the people you know have $80,000, we're actually putting together a project plan to scope these things out in a bunch of places. I've got a friend with 80 acres down in Belize. We've got a guy north of Toronto with 100 acres.
All right.
An outfit.
Jim, Leo, let me play the skeptic here because I've heard a lot of people talking about this very concept for a long time. There's always somebody talking about, oh, we ought to buy a big plot of land so people can have their tiny homes and they can have their RVs and we can have a libertarian, you know, neighborhood or whatever, and it never turns into anything. So why is this one going to be different?
Well, one of the things that I do differently that actually Wendy McElroy just mentioned on LinkedIn, because I posted about this there, and I connected her on the LinkedIn discussion because she used to write for the Libertarian Enterprise about finding Galt's Gulch. She was actually converted to voluntarism or anarchy in 1970, reading Spencer McCallum's book, The Art of Liberty. And Spencer and I worked together on the Somali Freeport Project back in the late 90s. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Spencer passed away in December, age 96, down in Mexico. So that's kind of a sad loss for the freedom community. But the thing that that Wendy mentioned is that, you know, the thing that I do differently is I write business plans.
All right, stand by. We'll bring you back here. Hang on. We'll come back to you.
Business plans
Jim,
for a
hang
long
on
time.
A second.
We're going to bring you back.
We're going to bring you back. Just hang on. I want to hear more about this. Because it sounds like he's actually serious about this. I mean, like a business plan, I've never seen that happen. It's usually just talk. So that would be the next step. He's actually put something down on a piece of paper. More coming up here in a moment. You can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Elaine Chao will resign from her post as the head of the Department of Transportation. Chao, whose husband is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, will resign effective January 11th. Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden says the violence at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday was one of the darkest days America has ever seen.
Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple.
Washington, D.C.'s acting police chief Robert Conti is announcing how many officers are injured following the violence yesterday.
Initially, we were at 14 initially, but that number went up to about 56 over the course of the night.
The injuries are not believed to be serious. USA Radio News. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
American Airlines is no longer serving alcohol on flights to and from Washington, D.C., following several incidents of what it calls politically motivated aggression. The airline not providing any details on any of the incidents, but says one confrontation between a Trump supporter and fellow passenger aboard an American Airlines flight was posted on social media. They're also asking staff to be extra vigilant in flights departing from the nation's capital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160 is our number. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian with you.
And nobody.
And we're talking about the idea of migrating people for liberty, which, of course, we're huge fans of. You and I, nobody, we moved here to New Hampshire over the last 10, 15 years. I think you came in, what, 08, 09?
I came in early part of 09. I came on Valentine's Day of 09.
Oh, so your anniversary's coming up then.
It is.
That's cool.
It is.
I moved up here in 2006, and it's been great being around people that actually care about freedom. It makes a huge difference when you have a real community. And we were talking about secession earlier in the show here tonight, and then Jim Davidson called in, who got a mention on the show. A caller had called in about this Valiant project, and you know, I was of course immediately skeptical, given that they were planning a move out to the Ozarks, I think it was, and I'm like, oh yeah, there's been a zillion of these move here projects, and it's always somebody wants everybody to move to where they already are, and that's of course what the guy was calling about, because he was already living there in this place. It's like, oh, everyone, every libertarian should come here. And it's like, no, there's already thousands of us that have moved to New Hampshire. Why reinvent the wheel?
But there's people who will never move to New Hampshire who might move to someplace else.
They might.
For various reasons.
But they might.
You know?
Generally, they don't. There have been dozens of these things, nobody. I mean,
yeah.
if you go to the move here, I don't like Facebook, but that's where Mark Edge, our co-host, created this page. He created a thing called the Move Here Project,
mm-hmm.
where every time somebody has one of these ideas, wherever he hears about it, he puts an entry on mm-hmm. the Move Here Project. And so you can, like, go down this list of years of these Move Here projects, all of them sort of trying to do what the Free State Project has done here in New Hampshire. And every single one of them unsuccessful over the years. So, I mean, maybe somebody can get it right. And, Jim, you sound like you're pretty serious about doing this in actually multiple cases. So this isn't just the Ozarks. You're saying Maine. You're saying New Hampshire. And you were just telling us a little bit more that you are somebody who writes business plans. So you're more than
sure.
just someone who's, you know, spitballing an idea on the phones here. So tell me more. Why should, you know, people take this seriously?
Well, one of the things about my background that a lot of people don't know, they associate me with the Liberty Movement or they associate me with the space movement because I used to work for astronauts down in Houston and did a bunch of interesting projects on space. But I got my start in 1986 in real estate development working for Ayrshire Real Estate, which was David Hanner Jr.'s company. And they were developing single-family residence subdivisions. Houston doesn't have zoning, so the real estate development industry there is very, very happy to do all kinds of new projects. And they build roads down there all the time. Private sector builds the roads and then, in my opinion, rather stupidly, gives the roads to the county government as part of, I don't know, making the Homeowners Association into a little bastion of anti-democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But I also worked for Altair Development in Friendswood, Texas, and then I worked on this whole Somali-Freeport project with Michael Van Noten and Spencer McCallum. We actually traveled in Africa. We actually found places where we could locate a port, put a toll road in that would go to a landlocked country. And, you know, we spent a lot of time making a very sincere effort planning out all of the equipment we would need. I was actually in Djibouti City in August of 2001, and for various reasons, I was advised to leave the country and go back to the United States. And I did, and I had a funny feeling about it. It didn't make any sense to me at the time. Now, looking back on it, I was in Texas when people started hitting planes into buildings and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, two planes hit buildings in New York and three buildings fell down, that kind of thing. You know, I was glad not to be in Africa at the time.
Mm.
Later, NATO General Tommy Franks said in October of 2001 that, NATO policy should be to bomb all the port facilities in Somalia,
mm.
which, dramatically changed the investment posture of
sure.
everybody who worked with us. They stopped wanting to invest. I know. It's so weird, you know?
Where bombs are dropping, money tends to not want to go.
Yeah, I'm sure that they became less fond of Americans when you know, America or the American government started bombing them, too.
So, okay, so you want to do one of these Valiant projects, and what does it stand for? Again, it was quite a mouthful.
Voluntarists and agorists living in absolute non-aggression today.
Okay.
Wow.
So the plan is buy a large piece of property, but more than one, not just New Hampshire, but other places, and then
right.
market that to freedom-loving people to come to?
Correct, and do some development. For instance, at the property in Oklahoma, we have at the front of the property a bed and breakfast. We're planning self-storage sheds and then also a campground with RV pull-throughs so people can come and visit the property they're looking at, decide whether it's for them, get to know what it feels like living in that area by camping or staying in an RV or staying in a bed and breakfast. That's the same sort of thing that we would be doing there. In New Hampshire, at the property that I got in touch with today, the property
seems to be at a good price.
Now, I'm not trying to scare you away or anything like that, because obviously I would love to have this happen, but, you know, Keene isn't exactly the most freedom-friendly town in all of New
Hampshire. I've heard that. Mm. I have heard that the people in the government of Keene don't actually like freedom.
No.
And they want us all to be split. Is that true?
It's one of the most heavily taxed cities in New Hampshire. Like, if you were going to buy a piece of
although
property.
Although you would not be subject to Keene taxation where you're talking
why
about.
Why not? He's going to be in the Keene city limits.
Is it within the Keene city?
Yeah,
that's what I'm told, is that it's within the city limits and the
it's
Keene.
It's at the very end, the very northeast.
I was told the code enforcement officer at Keene City Hall would be the one to talk to about whether or not we would ever be allowed to put RV pull-throughs on this piece of land.
Yeah, that's what you're going to come up against, is the regulators are not likely going to be happy with this proposal, and you'll have to, like, bribe them or whatever if it's ever going to even happen legally. Which is another question as to whether or not you care about that sort of thing. But if you do, then it will likely be a fight, I suspect.
Well, I'm hoping that we can get some support from the Cheshire County Shooting Sports Education Foundation, because they're directly across the road, and they might like having people who are sympathetic to shooting sports.
They might, yeah, that's
you
a
know,
good
nearby.
Point. That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, especially in. In Cheshire County. I think it's a fantastic idea. As a matter of fact, you know, if this comes to fruition, I think I might well be among your first residents there. You know, assuming you want to have me. I think it's a fantastic idea. I love it.
So what is the next step for you on this, Jim?
Well, I have to say, first of all, yes, we would love to have you as a resident. I mean, goodness, who wouldn't? You are Pope Nobody.
There are a few.
So
it just seems like an irresistible opportunity, and we could have you like be a spokesmodel. You could stand out on the street and say, "Come one, come all, you know, see how it is to live in the valiant way."
Groovy.
Yeah, that's cool. And you are right next to a main thoroughfare, which is Route 9, and so it wouldn't surprise me if there was some fiber internet connectivity that would be in the area there, I suspect. You're not too far away from civilization, so to speak, in that case. So what's the next step on this, Jim?
Well, the next step, as always, is to put the details of the business plan together. And that fellow who called in before, Mike Swadek, is our engineer. He's our chief engineer. And so now that I have Chuck Wolf the extensive maps of the property showing all of the existing easements of record and et cetera, I'm going to ask Mike to look at the topographical. That's one of his favorite things to do, is to look at topo maps.
Right on.
And
the music
see if
means
we can.
Keep us in the loop, Jim, on this as it develops. Definitely appreciate it. I hope this one works out. It's Free Talk.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
For you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Nobody here to talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. We, of course, were just talking about a favorite topic of ours, which is the idea of migrating as many freedom-friendly people, liberty-loving folks, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists to the same geographic area. And we chose...
Are there non-liberty-loving anarchists?
Yes, there are.
Ooh.
They call themselves anarcho-communists, many of them do, from what I understand.
Well, I don't know. I've found two groups amongst them, mm-hmm. and one I have no problem with, and the other I have issues with. The ones that I have no problem with are the ones who kind of go by the old hippie ideal that it's like, well, we're going to start a place and have a little commune, and we're going to gather our friends to live there.
Great.
And we're all going to share with each other. And that's a wonderful thing.
Sure.
From my point of view, that's just forming an extended family.
Right.
Great. Then there are the people who want to force unwilling others to participate. And
right.
for those people, I have no use except fertilizer.
I'm with you on that one, Nobody. If you're somebody who wants to just be a voluntary communist, fine, by all means. I mean, there have been communes for decades. Most of them fail, but some of them have actually succeeded over the years. So it can be done.
And in general, most things fail. At least
sure.
in the long term, but yet they serve a purpose while they exist, and people live there, and they have a good time, and then they don't have a good time, and they stop living there. But they lived there for a while, and then that was nice.
So the whole idea here is to, you know, get as many people to migrate as possible. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160 is the number to call into the show, and you can bring up anything, of course, that you want to talk about. Now, there is still stuff in the news worth talking about tonight, and Donald Trump, of course, has been the topic of discussion in, well, the last several years, but specifically in recent days regarding what happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Even though he didn't call for any kind of destruction, he didn't call for people to invade the Capitol building, that people did that anyway, and yet Donald Trump's getting all the blame for it.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite the opposite. He called for them to cut it out and go home, basically. Yeah. And social media, interestingly enough, took his statement to cut it out and go home down.
That's right. They took it offline, claiming that his statement was inciting violence.
Right, which is obviously what stop the violence and go home means.
Yeah, so there's an update on this social media situation where CNN is reporting that Facebook and Instagram have decided to ban Donald Trump's account from posting for at least the remainder of his term in office and perhaps indefinitely. This according to a blog post by...
Okay, how could it be perhaps indefinite? Because if it might be indefinite, then it's definitely indefinite until it becomes definite.
Mark Zuckerberg, the boss man over there at Facebook, actually made the blog post himself. According to the post, quote, "We believe the risks of allowing the president to continue and use our service during this period are simply too great. Therefore, we are extending the block we have placed on his Facebook and Instagram accounts indefinitely and for at least the next 2 weeks until the peaceful transition of power is complete."
Interesting. Wow. It's, I mean, the media, and they are part of the media in the
social media.
The media's treatment of Trump, and I say this as somebody who does not have any love for the man. You know, he's... but the media has been absolutely amazing during the Trump presidency. It's been 4 years of autistic screeching. Mm-hmm. And the and not just that, just the abandonment of any journalistic journalistic standards has been amazing. I was reading in some ostensible journalistic organ today that you know, he falsely claims that that the election was rigged. And as a man who believes that all elections have been rigged, at least since Kennedy, I think that's nonsense. But B, it's absolutely amazing that they can just flatly state as a fact that there was no fraud.
No, not our government.
It
would never.
Election when there's fraud involved in every single election ever.
Yeah.
You know, at least on some level. And as I say, I think it's, I mean, I watched the cooperative effort between both parties in the media to cheat Ron Paul. And that, I will never trust an election again. Sure. After watching that.
Well, that wasn't even the election. That was the primary, and that was just people screwing over the Ron Paul primary people in the Republican meetings and such. They would turn off their microphones and change the rules at the last minute, and there was no fairness whatsoever to that process.
Yeah, and so basically, and that's generally been the strategy of the masterclass, if you will, is that to basically rig the primaries of both parties and then come down to a situation where they don't care which party wins. You know,
they're in control of both candidates.
Exactly. So, and it's very easy to rig the primaries because all you have to do is subvert the national committees of the parties. They are legally permitted, the courts have decided, to rig their own primaries. Mm. And since they have made themselves the only game in town, yep, by colluding to cheat every other party and disenfranchise every person who is neither Democratic nor Republican, they've got a lock on power, and they will have a lock on power until they are removed from power, probably by force. I can't imagine that it will happen in any other way.
There's no way the United States is ever going to be more than a two-party system, because it's going to fail before anything else happens. I mean, you can already see it starting, right? Like, the cracks are starting to show. What happened yesterday, two days ago, I don't think anyone would have predicted that people would be carousing through the Capitol building, breaking windows, and sitting in Pelosi's chair, and sitting in whichever chair it is at the front of the House, you know, and taking away the speaker's podium and things like that. No one would have seen that coming.
Nobody did see it coming. Mm-hmm. Not specifically. I mean, I wouldn't have necessarily mentioned the podium, mm-hmm, or Nancy Pelosi's chair. But, you know, I predicted that no matter who won this coming election, that there would be violence, and that whatever side one would claim it was a perfect election with not a single vote of fraud, and that whoever lost would claim that the election was rigged. So that much I saw coming. And
I'm talking about specifically taking over the
Capitol. Violence I expected. I was surprised somewhat that the protesters got inside.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Capitol.
It's not hard to predict violence. We knew violence was coming.
Yeah, but when if you watch the video of that happen, they were allowed inside the Capitol, just like.
Are you sure? Because they were definitely like smashing windows and, you know, breaking down doors.
Well, they were, but there were also places where the police opened the gates, mm-hmm, and posed for selfies with them.
What do you think was going on with that?
I don't know, but it forms certainly a pattern. For example, there's no way that the autonomous zone that formed in Seattle could have been formed. I mean, those kids weren't armed.
They actually did arm up.
I mean, they were, a few of them were armed, mm-hmm, but they were not an armed fighting force that could have driven out a professional police force, mostly composed of combat veterans with AR-15s,
but in D.C. there were way more people
combat
than in Seattle. I mean, in Seattle there were nowhere near as many.
Right.
We're talking about,
and they could have done a lot, and they probably could have gotten into the Capitol by force. But my belief is that, at least in some quarters, they were wanted in the Capitol, not by Donald Trump, but by Nancy Pelosi.
Really?
Her side.
603-283-6160. It's an interesting theory. If you want to weigh in with your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.